I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you are listening to episode 2 of Cooking with Fire.
On today's episode, we'll be giving you a short history of the wood-fired oven, specifically the ovens that have been at the center of Italian cuisine for thousands of years.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
So wood-fired ovens have become incredibly popular in the last few years. We've seen them go from a centerpiece in neighborhood pizza restaurants to the centerpiece of large outdoor kitchens.
The best thing about these ovens is that they have remained relatively unchanged for thousands of years, with a few bits of modern engineering and construction technology, which makes them not only easier to build, but also less costly.
So, where did the wood-fired ovens, as we know it today, get its start?
Archaeologists have discovered massive earthen ovens that date back to over 29,000 years old in Central Europe. These ovens were used to roast huge animals like the mammoth, so when we say huge, we mean it. More traditional ovens started to appear along the Mediterranean Sea thousands of years ago, with wood-fired ovens being used in Egypt, Greece, and Italy. Research shows that the first front-access wood ovens are a product of Greece.
But it seems like it's the Italians that took the wood-fired oven to the next level.
For sure. In fact, in the ruins of Pompeii, you'll find over 30 wood-fired ovens that were preserved in molten ash from the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD. These ovens were built from brick and clay mortar and are incredibly close to the modern wood-fired ovens we use today.
And that is to say that they are a domed shape with a clay brick floor where you build a fire to preheat the oven. And when it's time to cook, you push the burning fire and embers to the back or the sides of the oven, depending on the design, and cook in the center of the oven.
We'll talk more about firing up and cooking with these ovens when we get to the recipe as well.
Which is an interesting choice for a recipe, since we're always fighting the notion that these cooking devices are pizza ovens.
Right, we're always telling people that anything you can cook in your oven in your kitchen, you can cook in a wood-fired oven. The difference is just the heat source, but the concepts are essentially the same.
And now that we've talked a bit about pizza, what do we know about the history of this food?
It looks like the Greeks get another nod here because they have a flatbread called plakos, which was seasoned with herbs, onions, and other spices.
So pizza isn't even Italian? I feel lied to.
Well, pizza is Italian, as the combination of dough, sauce, cheese, and toppings can be traced through the Roman Empire to the modern times.
But instead of cooking with large gas-fired deck ovens, they were cooking with wood, which, in my opinion, makes a far better product in the end.
I think this is a great time to talk about firing up the oven and also talk a little bit about the pizza recipe. I want to preface this part of the podcast with talking a little bit about Chef Tom's history here. Chef Tom was a baker in Portland, Oregon at Ken's Artisan Bakery before he came to work for us back in 2014. So Tom baked more than his fair share of breads, pastries, and other things, and this is really in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I actually worked as a pizza cook while I was going to culinary school. So it's something I've done and I really enjoy.
I would say the most important part of this recipe is really the dough recipe. It's what we're starting with, and it's the most important thing. The toppings, what you put on top of the pizza is totally up to you. But the dough recipe is where you really want to work to get it right. This recipe seems incredibly simple, because it is. It's only four ingredients. Flour, water, salt, and yeast.
Which happens to be the title of the book that won my former boss, Ken Forkish, a James Beard Award. But back to that recipe. Of the four ingredients, the flour is by far the most important. And the flour that we're using is a double-aught flour, which means it's super fine and it's got a really high gluten content.
I'm going to interject here. I have celiac disease, so I can't eat gluten. So I was unable to eat any of the pizza. In fact, I made my own pizza on some gluten-free dough on another cooker while they were doing this, and I was a little sad. For those of you who might be celiac sufferers, I apologize, but our pizzas will never be as good as pizza with high gluten content. It is impossible. It's the thing that makes the dough delicious and doughy and awesome.
So let's talk about that. Why is it that high gluten makes a better pizza dough? Well, gluten is a protein that's found in wheat flour that adds structure and strength to bread. Now, in order to develop the gluten, two things must happen. It must get wet and it must be agitated. So that's why we use water and we mix our dough for an extended period of time. In this case, it's probably about 8 to 10 minutes.
And that's why the recipe calls for double-aught flour, because we want an especially stretchy dough that allows us to make a thin crust. Now, speaking of the dough recipe, you can get the entire recipe at kmuw.org. Now, let's go ahead and cut out to the patio, where we have Chef Tom lighting up our wood-fired oven and cooking our pizza.
All right, so we're here on the patio outside of our teaching kitchen, and I'm standing in front of a traditional wood-fired dome-shaped oven. And this is where we're cooking our pizza today. To get things started, we want to build a fire right in the center of the oven. That's right where we're going to be cooking the pizzas a few hours from now. But for now, we're going to be heating that surface to prepare it for the pizzas. So we'll be taking our sticks of wood, and I like to use a hardwood, maybe oak or hickory or something like that, something that's going to burn nice and hot. And we're placing them right in the center of the oven. I'll lay down two sticks, and then two more on top at a 90 degree angle, just like I'm building a big set of Lincoln Logs. We'll continue this process until we're about three stacks of wood high. And to get this fire going, we're just gonna place a couple of paraffin cubes underneath. These are fire starter. They don't leave any sort of scent. They won't leave any sort of flavor. Just something to help us get the fire going. You could just use newspaper if you want to. It also helps to have a torch on hand to really get this thing started quickly. All right, so we'll let those paraffin cubes get started, and that'll light the wood pretty quickly because it's nice and dry.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about our wood-fired oven on our patio. This is a traditional dome-shaped oven. It's covered in small tiles, very, very cool oven. It's actually built in California. You can buy Italian ovens. The cost to import is quite high, and there are a lot of great manufacturers making ovens here today. It isn't going to be clay and brick like a traditional oven. This is an oven that's manufactured. It's made of cement with a refractory brick floor. Its design is really close to that of a traditional Pompeii oven, domed with a vent at the top. But modern engineering, we've done a few things to change that up. We've pulled the vent forward, so instead of being in the roof of the dome, it's actually in a small area right before where the door closes. The reason that is allows that heat to roll up around the dome, come back down, and exit in the front. That gives you hotter air directly above what it is you're cooking, and really allows us to control the heat in there even easier.
So one thing that's really cool about these ovens is that you can cook at extremely high temperatures. So to get that process started, we'll be building a fire directly in the center of the oven, actually right where we're going to be cooking our pizza later, so that we get really nice browning on the bottom of our pizza crust. And then, of course, we'll move the fire over, which we'll talk about here in a minute.
So let's go back out to the patio with Tom, and let's go ahead and move that fire and get this wood-fired oven ready to cook.
Well, we've been feeding the fire for a while now, and our surface is nice and hot. The oven has come up to temperature, so we're gonna move this fire off to the side so we have plenty of preheated space to cook our pizzas. I'm just taking a brush and sweeping our fire all the way to the left side of the oven. And from here on out, we'll feed our logs directly on the fire off to the side. And just to let you know what the temperature level is like inside this oven right now, I've got my infrared thermometer shooting it at the center of the surface, and it's reading about 750 degrees. So we're gonna throw the door on this guy and just leave it cracked, and that will really hold that heat in.
Now, one thing to note about these wood-fired ovens is that they take a long time to heat up. All of that concrete, all of that stone is soaking up the heat from the fire. And so we preheated this oven for a little over 5 hours. Now, it's not always going to take that long, but you're going to go at least 2 hours, if not a bit more, before you're going to start cooking in a traditional oven such as this.
And let's talk a minute about the toppings, about how we're going to dress the pizza. I think the most important thing to keep in mind is that less is more. Especially with this type of pizza. This isn't a Chicago deep dish pizza. This is something that's going to cook in a matter of minutes. And that means that we don't want a big, heavy pizza. Now, you can put anything in the world that you like on top of your pizza, but I think it's really important to do it in moderation. And that goes for the sauce, too. For me, there's nothing worse than biting into a slice of pizza and you're just consumed with the sauce. I want a little bit of it there, but I want it to balance out with everything else that's on top of that pizza.
Next up is going to be building and transferring your pizza to the oven. The best way to do this is to take your pizza peel, lay down some cornmeal, and then place the dough on top of it. Build your pizza directly on top of the peel, and then once you're ready, take it out to the oven. Now, the cornmeal is going to give you a little movement so that your dough isn't going to stick to your peel, and it will slide in place a lot more easily. And if you don't hit the center and you need to move it a little bit, it's going to allow you to give it a little nudge to get it exactly where you want it in the oven.
All right, our pizza's down right in the hot spot, right in the center. We're just going to watch it for probably 30 seconds to a minute, and then we'll spin it so that it can really cook evenly next to that fire.
Instead of making you listen to the 3 minutes this pizza cooked, we're gonna go ahead and cut to the end right when it's done.
All right, our crust is browned on all sides. It's nice and brown on the bottom. The only thing I wanna do to finish this off is lift the pizza up to the top of the dome and let it sit there for maybe 30 seconds while the top gets browned. Because with that fire whipping up the side of the walls, the top of the dome is a really nice hot spot to help finish this off. All right, it's beautifully browned. We're gonna take this inside.
All right, so like I said before, we cooked this pizza for about 3 minutes. The oven was around 850 degrees. If you got a little closer to the fire, it was closer to 950. A little farther away, 700 or so degrees. Now, we understand that not everybody has a wood-fired oven in their backyard. In fact, most of you probably don't have a wood-fired oven in your backyard. You can cook pizza like this in your home oven at about 450 degrees. You're just going to adjust the time. It's going to take a little bit longer. To better mimic the interior of a pizza oven, we would suggest putting in a pizza stone to absorb that heat and allow you to get a really crisp crust.
We would not recommend building a wood fire in your oven inside your house.
It would be a terrible idea. We are not responsible for burning down your house if you do that. But if you want to put a wood-fired oven in your backyard, we totally suggest doing that. Of course, you can also cook this on a grill if you have a gas grill or a charcoal grill. Feel free, build a fire, put your pizza stone in there. One quick note on pizza stones, do not take your pizza stone that is meant for your indoor oven and put it on a grill. They're almost always going to shatter. They're not resistant to thermal shock like a good cordierite stone is or a good baking steel. So if you don't have an outdoor rated pizza stone, before you put one on your grill, please buy one because all you're going to do is break it and it's going to be no good to you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, grills, especially like the classic Weber kettle, is a really nice way to cook a pizza. It's got that dome shape, that air is hot all the way around. So those work really well. And that's probably the most popular grill in all of America.
Yeah, they are in just about every backyard. I have one myself.
So in the same way that you could totally cook a pizza on your Weber kettle, you could totally cook anything you want to in these wood-fired ovens.
Absolutely. Wood-fired ovens, you're in total control of the heat. So if you build a smaller fire, it's going to be 350, 450 degrees. And you're able to roast meats. You're able to roast vegetables. One of our favorite things to do is stack some vegetables, maybe a little bacon, into a cast iron pan and roast it in the wood-fired oven. You're going to get a char and a flavor that you're not going to get from a standard grill. They're an incredibly versatile cooking tool, so they're not just a one-trick pony. It's not just for making bread and making pizza.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, we've got a couple of recipes for you guys, one for pizza dough, one for pizza sauce, over at kmuw.org.
And join us next week as Chef Tom and I tackle California tri-tip.